Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, January 16th. You'll be interested to know. Today is National Fig Newton Day, honoring a beloved snack enjoyed for over a century. Originating in the 19th century, fig rolls were recommended by physicians for digestive health. Charles Roser's 1891 invention, a fig paste inserting machine, led to Nabisco's iconic Fig Newton. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's sunny and feels like 6 degrees with 11 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:38 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:09. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today with a high near 31 and a light breeze. Tonight, we might see a slight chance of snow showers after 10 with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 20. Along with very light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 6:30 with a high tide at 12:45. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 38 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Friday with a high near 36 and a light northwest wind. Saturday brings rain showers in the afternoon, with a high near 45. Saturday night, expect mostly cloudy skies and a low around 33. Sunday offers a slight chance of rain, with partly sunny skies and a high near 43. Snow is likely Sunday night, with a low around 19. On ML King Jr. Day, expect a chance of snow before 1 p.m., with a high near 28. Monday night will be mostly clear with a low around 7. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, 106 years ago, the Great Molasses Flood unleashed a torrent of sticky syrup across Boston's North End. A 50-foot-tall tank burst, releasing 2.3 million gallons of molasses. This wave reached up to 40 feet high and traveled at 35 miles per hour, tragically killing 21 people and injuring 150. The disaster prompted one of the first class action lawsuits in Massachusetts history against the United States Industrial Alcohol Company. The outcome led to new construction regulations, forever impacting safety standards in the industry. Now on to sports. The city of Cleveland has filed a lawsuit against the Browns to block the team's planned move to a new domed stadium in Brook Park, Ohio. The complaint alleges that this move violates the MODO law, which requires teams benefiting from public funding to either gain city permission or allow the city to purchase the team if they wish to relocate. The city anticipates losing at least $30 million in economic output yearly and approximately $11 million in tax revenue if the Browns leave their current stadium. The Browns have not commented on the lawsuit, which follows their announcement of the move in August. In local sports, last night, the B's and C's were off. Tomorrow night, the Celtics, leading the Atlantic Conference at 28-12, host the Orlando Magic at the Garden. Jason Tatum is boasting 31 points per game, and the Celtics are heavily favored, especially with Orlando's Franz Wagner being out with an injury. Saturday afternoon, the Bruins, at 22-19-5, take on the Senators in Ottawa. David Pastrnak, with 48 points, leads the Bees. Despite recent setbacks, Boston looks to rebound against the 22-18-3 Senators. In top news, federal officials announced on Wednesday a ban on the controversial bright red dye known as red dye number 3, which has been linked to cancer in animals. The Food and Drug Administration's decision follows years of pressure from advocates who argue for natural colorings derived from plants. While studies suggest high doses could cause cancer in rats, the FDA maintains there is no evidence that it poses a risk to humans. Red dye number 3 must be removed from food by mid-January 2027 and from drugs the following year. The ban aligns with the Delaney Clause, which prohibits cancer-causing additives. In business news, Toyota's subsidiary, Hino Motors, has agreed to plead guilty and pay over $1.6 billion to settle violations related to an emissions fraud scheme. The United States Justice Department announced this settlement on Wednesday, following criminal and civil resolutions with various agencies, including the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Environmental Protection Agency. This significant resolution highlights the ongoing scrutiny over emissions practices within the automotive industry. Reporting from Washington by Kanishka Singh, with editing by Sandra Meller, underscores the serious implications of this case for Toyota and its operations. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under 100,000. Ethereum is just under 3,400. And Goetzius Maximus is about 36 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Tea drinkers may enjoy longer lives thanks to the beverage's impressive health benefits. This ancient drink, rich in antioxidants, hydrates while boosting health, focus, and longevity. Whitney Linsenmeyer, a registered dietitian, notes that tea is calorie-free and packed with antioxidants. A 2022 study revealed regular tea drinkers have a 9-13% lower risk of death compared to non-drinkers. Tea enhances cognitive performance, promotes relaxation, and supports hydration. Its antioxidants may also reduce inflammation and chronic disease risks. Overall, tea's complex compounds work together for maximum health benefits, making it a wise choice for wellness. And in entertainment news, Blumhouse Pictures, known for dominating the horror genre at the box office, faced a quieter year in 2024. However, this weekend, they aim to make a splash with Lee Wannell's Wolfman, projected to open with around $20 million over 4 days. This marks a significant improvement over previous releases like Night Swim and Speak No Evil. With a budget of $25 million, Wolfman could be profitable, but its success hinges on audience reception of Wannell's unique take on werewolf lore. Meanwhile, Sony's One of Them Days is expected to open modestly with $8 million. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American actor and activist, Bradley Whitford. And he said, "Infuse your life with action. Don't wait for it to happen. Make it happen. Make your own future. Make your own hope. Make your own love. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.